Just across the river from us here in the state of Pennsylvania, the manhunt for a suspected sniper and cop killer has hit the two-week mark now. Tonight, Eric Freen remains on the loose, but police today said they have found new evidence left behind. We get a late report tonight from NBC's Ron Allen.
A very stark example today of how daunting this manhunt is. A huge tactical team scoured the massive Buck Hill Inn, one of the largest resorts in the Poconos. 900,000 square feet, 9,600 acres, abandoned some 20 years ago and now haunted by ghosts, according to local legend. Police say they had information Freen has spent some time at the site, but no sign of him. Police have found evidence on a computer hard drive that Freen planned his escape for years, researching topics such as how to avoid manhunts, police technology, survival skills. They also believe he experimented with explosives and may have set up booby traps in the woods where he's been hiding for 2 weeks.
You've not said you're closing in still. Do you think you are?
I believe we're close. I believe he's in the area, and I believe it's a matter of time until we apprehend him.
Police say they're still finding clues, items hidden or discarded by Freen. But there hasn't been a possible sighting in almost 3 days. They're convinced he's still in the area.
Are you concerned about going in there?
Yes.
And residents around here hope this nightmare in their neighborhood soon ends. Ron Allen, NBC News, Blooming Grove, Pennsylvania.